possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Monday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. We're getting more info about four tornadoes that touched down in Carver County over the weekend. Investigators are still searching for clues into the disappearance of Manny Collins, and the Twin Cities Pride Parade drew thousands to downtown Minneapolis. But first, after 25 years, the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul is no more. Well, actually, the arena is still going to be there, but with a new name.
Minnesota Sports and Entertainment announcing the facility will be renamed Grand Casino Arena. This comes after reaching a 14-year naming right agreement with the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, which owns Grand Casinos in Hinckley and Mille Lacs. XL Energy had the naming rights since the arena first opened 25 years ago and remains a community and business partner of the Minnesota Wild. The arena, known by many as the X, also hosts the Minnesota Frost women's hockey team, as well as several high school league tournaments. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down in Carver County overnight, Saturday into Sunday. Meteorologist Nick Carletta.
We got about 90, 95 mile per hour wind speeds with these tornadoes, and they're ranked as a EF1. So still pretty substantial winds came through the area with these tornadoes that tracked through. These were the stronger ones that were up in the northern part of Carver County, kind of just north of Waconia and Victoria, not too far from Lake Minnetonka.
No one was injured in those storms that knocked out power for thousands. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer says it's already been an active tornado season statewide.
We've had more tornadoes this year already than we had all of last year and all of 2023.
Schaefer says the state averages 46 tornadoes per year, and we're up to 39 already. Eight activists protesting violence in the Middle East, ending their 40-day hunger strike by staging a die-in in downtown Minneapolis. They all laid down in front of the Federal Reserve Bank building, covered themselves up with sheets, and held up red stop signs. Jeffrey Berger is a member of Veterans for Peace.
Our goal was to lift up the fact of the fast and to give people some hope. And that certainly we have accomplished. We were able to interact with thousands of people here on a daily basis since the beginning of the fast.
Berger says there are no new protests scheduled, but they'll be quick to take nonviolent action if the situation in the Middle East warrants it. Friends and family of 11-year-old Amir Atkins coming together this weekend. The child was shot in the head at Falwell Park in North Minneapolis. On Sunday, community members gathered to release balloons at the park. Kim Fate is Amir's grandmother.
Whoever did this, I want you to know I hope you don't rest and sleep, because what you did was wrong to my grandson.
Family members say Amir died in his brother's arms as they were taking him to the hospital. The shooting happened in broad daylight a week ago today. A GoFundMe page has raised some $14,000 for the family to cover funeral expenses. Investigators are still searching for clues in the disappearance of Manny Collins, who was last seen May 8th in Columbia Heights. Patty Wetterling is reaching to Manny's mother to offer support and compassion.
Patty Wetterling understands exactly what Ashley Berry is going through, having waited for days, weeks, months, and then years for her son, Jacob, to be found.
It's just so awful what she's having to face.
She remembered the waiting and the fog that she lived in.
You know what? Time becomes irrelevant in your world. It doesn't matter. It's just another day, and you can't keep track of how many. I mean, you can, sort of. Your body keeps track of how many days it's been and everything, but it's such a living in a fog of this can't be real.
She is praying that Manny will be found soon.
Whatever the answers are, there's a lot of healing that's going to take time.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Voting begins today in the U.S. Senate on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Budget Bill. The measure passed through a key procedural vote over the weekend. Minnesota senior U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar joined all Democrats in rejecting the bill.
A budget is really a choice. Who are you going to help? And they have chosen to help the very wealthy instead of standing with their constituents.
Republicans say the bill is the first step towards fiscal responsibility. President Trump says he'll sign the bill, and he wants to do it by the end of the week, before the 4th of July holiday. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever come to Minneapolis tomorrow night to face the Minnesota Lynx for the Commissioner's Cup Championship. Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Anita Sokar says adding the in-season tournament has added a little more meaning to the regular season games.
I think it's made it really interesting in terms of, we saw it in the NBA. We have this section of our season that makes regular season games of, a little, well, I'm going to say more meaningful, but there's a little more heightened competition around it.
Just today, the WNBA announced it will expand to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia over the next 5 years. Finally, the annual Twin Cities Pride Parade yesterday drew thousands to downtown Minneapolis as the event stretched along Hennepin Avenue from 3rd Street to Spruce Place.
With the way that the world is right now, I think having the sense of community is a lot more helpful than even it was just last year. I think seeing this, even after everything, especially with the most recent acts of violence, especially in the state, I think Minnesota Pride is, it's great. It's great to see people show up.
Governor Walz was grand marshal, leading the parade less than a day after eulogizing the late state representative Melissa Hortman. He wore one of her campaign shirts. The 53rd annual Twin Cities Pride Festival was also underway this weekend in Loring Park. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.